get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment radio on the go.
We're joined by Carla De Beer from the Digital Law Company, and today she is talking about online trolling. Carla, hello, how are you doing? How was your weekend?
Hi, I'm well, thanks yourself. My weekend was amazing, thank you.
That's great. What did you get up to?
We were actually at my fiancé's farm, so it was quite a good weekend.
Ek het nie eens geweet jy's 'n plaasmeisie nie.
Nee, ek is nie, ek probeer maar jong.
Probeer, ja, sê, dit is beter as om nie te probeer, but anyway, today we're talking about online trolling, why people do it and what you can do about it. Do you see that quite often at work, Carla?
Yeah, what we see more often is naming and shaming, and I'm going to get to the difference now, because we're talking about online trolling. But naming and shaming does, to some degree, it's part of online trolling. So the definition of online trolling is provoking people online. A person going into a group chat where somebody's sharing a recipe for whatever the recipe might be, and they put something, put it on a comment in the comment section that it has nothing to do with the recipe, and it just starts provoking people, and then people start fighting with each other. So that's online trolling. So these people actually sit and they just watch like the war that breaks out in the comment section of whatever platform they're commenting on. They actually thrive off the people bickering at each other. So they start it, but they love the attention, and they want absolutely nothing out of this. They don't want to prove anything. They do it for pure joy.
Now, obviously, don't have Netflix.
No. So that is what trolling is. We're going to get to naming and shaming in a bit. The trolling is not normally aimed at one individual person. So they would, like I said, they would just like put a comment in the comment section, and people will start fighting about that comment, and they will sit back with their popcorn and watch the show. So, it's something, normally it's something very controversial that they say. It's something to do with politics or religion. I mean, if you have CNN on your Facebook, if you like their page on your Facebook, you will see how many trolling goes on in the comment section, because people just love bickering at each other at the moment. And the problem with trolling is the anonymity of it. And we always say that anonymity is the root of all evil. And it can be worse than just a few comments. I mean, it can lead to bullying. It can lead to death threats. I mean, we've seen so many. I'm sure you have seen some as well in comment sections on certain social media platforms. It can be psychologically damaging, and it can also be seen as harassment. So there's a few ways that you can actually control it if you're being trolled. The first one is if you have a page or a group, to have a no trolling policy. As soon as somebody trolls, you remove them from the page or the group. And these trolls, they what I said about the anonymity, they like pages like Reddit or Twitter, where you can choose to be anonymous, or the comment section on YouTube. And I mean, even if they're not anonymous and they're under a name, we don't know if that's the right person. I mean, I can go create 10 different fake Facebook accounts right now and start trolling on different pages.
That's the problem.
So that's the big problem, is the anonymity. So number two, would be that if you have a trolling problem, I'm talking about specific, like if you have a page or a group on a social media platform, you need to moderate everything. And there's so many moderation tools out there these days. I mean, Facebook has moderation tools, YouTube has moderation tools. So you need to implement that if you're having trolling problems on your page or your group. And then the third one would be to just ignore them. Because, I mean, if you call me every single day and I just ignore you for a month, then you're going to stop calling me, right?
Yeah.
Because obviously I don't want to speak to you. So that's the same thing. Just don't give them any fuel to add to their fire. Just ignore them. Yeah. And if you really, really, number four, if you really can't ignore them, just call them out. call them out on their BS and tell them, you know, we want some facts. Give us some facts, and I promise you 75% of these trolls will disappear, because normally there's no facts involved, because they just want to start a fight and sit back and watch the sparks fly.
Oh, that's actually...
So what makes trolling different to what makes naming and shaming different to trolling is that naming and shaming is based on or is aimed at an individual. It's normally, I mean, we've all seen them. You get this picture on Facebook of a man. This lady is putting the picture on with a description. He works for this and this and this company. Please don't trust him, because I ordered a kitchen and I paid 50% deposit for my kitchen, and he hasn't shown up to do the work.
Yeah.
So that's naming and shaming. So we love naming and shaming if it's for the right reasons, but you get chances outside. You get people that really take chances and that just want to make another person's hell, life hell. Sure. And they really just want to do some reputational damage. So if you're going to name and shame, you must make sure that your allegations are true, or at least as close to the truth as possible. Otherwise, I would suggest not putting it on social media, because if that person sees that post and you have named and shamed that person, let's talk about something serious. Let's say you make a rape allegation.
Sure.
Saying that this and this and this person raped me. I mean, that's a very dangerous allegation to make if you don't have facts to prove it.
Yeah.
And that person can turn around. He can not only sue you for defamation, but he can go and open a criminal charge against you for criminaneuria.
Sure.
And that's like a serious, I can't think of the right word now, but like an injury to your dignity.
Oh, yeah.
It's a criminal charge in South Africa. And I mean, do you really want to have a criminal record for saying something on social media and that you're only saying because maybe it was your ex-boyfriend and you wanted to get him back for something? He cheated on you. Mm-hmm. And now you come and make these allegations that he raped you and it's not the truth. That's why I say you need to make sure that if you're going to name and shame away if the person is really not, you know, committing to what he said he would do or what she said she would do. That's fine. But make sure that if you name and shame, there's truth to the allegations you're making, and that you can back that up with facts, and it's not just your opinion about somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, that person can turn around and sue you for defamation, and defamation is basically communicating false information about someone to injure their reputation. So you can pursue defamation charges. I mean, if you're on the other side of the fence now, sorry, I'm jumping around quite a bit, but if you're on the other side of the fence and you are being named and shamed, you can sue for defamation if there's no truth to the allegations that person is making. And as long as the information is true, as long as it was published, and in South Africa, for something to be seen as published, only one other person has to see it. So I put status on Facebook, you see it's seen as published according to South African law.
Wow.
And then the other thing is that the information must refer to you directly or indirectly. I mean, directly obviously would be a photo of you with your name and ID number and everything on Facebook. Indirectly would be, the social media lawyer from Joburg that talks on a Monday on Eon's show at 2:00. You know, nobody didn't mention my name, but it's everybody knows it's me.
Yeah.
So that's the only two things. If you're going to sue for defamation, you need to make sure that the information was published, at least one other person saw it, and then obviously that it refers to you directly or indirectly. So those are the main differences between trolling and naming and shaming. Both are bad. But like I said, naming and shaming is a great tool to use if there's truth, and if it's something you really need to get out there, like the Me Too movement started with naming and shaming, you know, with all those rape allegations that the girls started making in public platforms. And I mean, some of those allegations were true, others weren't. So it caused a big stir and confusion, mass confusion, under lawyers all over South Africa that had to jump and, you know, help these people, because I mean the DJ Fresh was one of them.
Yeah,
that had that big blow. And I mean it's so damaging to your reputation. I mean, what if you're one somewhere high up in a big company and somebody makes a rape allegation against your name? I mean, it's in the newspaper. First thing you do, whatever you do, apply for a new job somewhere. I mean, if that person Googles you, because that's what companies do these days, they Google you, the first thing that comes up is that you raped somebody. I mean, you're not going to get a new job. They're not going to appoint you.
Yeah.
So we need to be very careful if we name and shame and if we troll. And if you troll, if you really want to troll and if it's really like satisfying to your soul, just make sure you're anonymous and that somebody can't get hold of you. But I mean, it's not something that I think people that do the whole trolling thing is just a bit wacky.
Wacky is putting it nicely
as well. Yes. Yeah. And the naming and shaming is, like I said, it's good if you have facts and if what you're saying is true, by all means go ahead. I won't stop you, but just make sure that you can back everything up when the police come knocking at your door.
Sure. Carla, I'm loving our chats. They're very, very informative again today. Thank you so much. How can we get more information and get in touch with you?
So you can get in touch with us on our company website called The Digital Law Co. So it's www.thedigitallawco.com. And we have a Facebook page, The Digital Law Co. by Emma Sadler, and the same on Instagram, The Digital Law Co. We have some very cool blogs that you can read and very cool information on the site regarding WhatsApp groups, blue lights, everything we've spoken about today, sextortion that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. So everything is on there, and you're more than welcome to email me at info@thedigitallawcompany.com.
Fantastic. That was much better. Thanks, Carla. Have a wonderful afternoon. Looking forward to next week, Monday at 2:00. We'll have our social media chat again.
Yes. Awesome.
Cool. Thank you so much.
Cool. Thank you so much. Have a lovely afternoon.
You too, Carla. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.